Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. This week we're looking at your fertility from the inside out. I wouldn't wish a 10-year fertility journey on anyone, but I'm so thankful to learn about myself and life within that journey, which means I'm a far more content and happier person and probably a much better father than I would have been. My wish for you is that one day you'll look back and also find the gems, the gold, the gifts for you on your journey. So let's begin to explore what they may be, because they may be the very things that unlock your fertility journey and fast track your journey to success. Remember to subscribe to get updates, and please leave a review if you enjoy it and helps other people find this resource for them on their journey. I had an email from a client telling me she was pregnant, and I love what I do because every time this happens it feels like the first time. I'm always tickle pink when I get those emails. And she was saying that even though it's really very early days and previously they've had early miscarriages, she said that this time felt extremely different. She felt so much more calmer and more relaxed and more present. Now, she wasn't using any tools and techniques. I don't teach tools and techniques. What's enabled her to have this different experience was underlying from her experience, she has a different outlook on herself and life. She sees herself differently, sees life differently. She knows within herself that she's okay, whatever happens, she's going to be okay. That allows her to be more present and connected to this moment and life. And this is what I think is the gift within the fertility journey. Sometimes I think the fertility journey is life, universe, prompting us, giving us an opportunity to really let go of the narratives that sometimes we live life through that aren't serving us. Limiting thoughts and beliefs that maybe we learned from childhood. Fear of failure, fear of not being good enough, not being worthy, believing we don't deserve. All these kind of limiting thoughts and beliefs that maybe we're not aware that are there, or we don't think are too much of a problem. And I think the fertility journey can amplify these existing thoughts and beliefs. And I wouldn't wish a 10-year journey, fertility journey on anyone, but I'm so thankful I learned about myself along the journey. Because I don't believe we develop new thoughts and beliefs and fears and anxieties within the journey. We bring existing thoughts and beliefs and narratives into the fertility journey. But infertility is such an emotional roller coaster, it amplifies these, it shines a spotlight on these things. You know, for me, I wasn't aware until in the midst of our fertility journey, 8 years in the lowest point, when we really thought we got across the finish line, only to find out I was infertile. And it felt like having to finish a marathon, crossing the finishing line to be told, no, you've got to do it all again, and this time it's going to be harder. And that sent me into a bit of a psychological tailspin. And I think any personal development journey has to start with brutal honesty. Brutal honesty about where we're at, accepting where we're at in life. And it was in that moment I began to really accept that I wasn't content. Now I had everything I thought I needed to be happy, to be content. The career, the house, the car, the wife, all the things I thought I needed. But the next thing I thought I needed was the baby. And it was that point I began to really be honest with myself and realize I'll be living most of my life, I'll be happy when. Or if. I'll be happy when my mum's happy with me. I'll be happy when I've got good exam results. I'll be happy when I've got my degree. I can relax and enjoy life when I've got a good career, good pension, the house, the wife. And the next thing was the baby and it wasn't happening. It looked like it was never going to happen. And this is the outside inness of life. And life thinks it works outside in. We get almost taught by life that it's outside in. Buy this, you'll feel good. Get these results and you've got successful life, happy life in the future. But it doesn't work that way. Nothing makes us feel anything. There's nothing wrong with having those things. But if we think those things are going to make us feel something, then we're looking in the wrong place. And it helped me realize almost the scripts, the narratives, the lenses of looking at myself and life through. That it was my thinking creating that experience, not my circumstances. And my fear of not being good enough, fear of not being loved or lovable, was at the root of my worry, my fear, my anxiety, my discontentment, always striving for the next thing, never being able to be present and truly present and connected. And it helped me identify where I needed to tap on my journey. And I truly believe, as a result of that, I'm a far more contented person. Now, don't get me wrong, I sometimes still get anxious and worry and angry about things, but that's called being human. But I don't have that constant background anxiety. I'm far more aware of my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions. It's about changing your relationship with those things, seeing them for what they are. Habits, not circumstances, and not who you are. So I truly believe there is a gift. What is your infertility telling you? And try this for size. Just say this phrase out loud and notice what thoughts or feelings come up as a response. Notice your internal response to it. So I accept myself as I am today. I accept myself as I am today. Notice if this part of you doesn't truly believe that. Do you truly believe that? Do you know that? Not just intellectually, but in your heart of hearts. Do you know you're okay for who you are? Do you know you're lovable for who you are? You're worthy. You deserve. And whatever happens, you're going to be okay. Because your completeness, your fulfillment, your security, everything you need is within you. And the more we live from the inside out, the more we create the things you want in our lives with far greater ease and well-being, the more flow comes back to life, and the more flow comes back to our body. Things come back into harmony. And the more we see that, the truth of who we really are, greater possibility comes into our life. Not just infertility. We see a possibility to be more who we want to be and who we are in our relationship, in our career, with our friendships. There's an ease that comes to life. So many of my clients have been striving all their life for the things they think they need, the things they want. Sometimes we think we need that striving, that pressure. But it's not true. You can create those things with far greater ease and well-being. A sense of flow that comes within you. A creative flow of possibility, opportunity. Not striving that's based upon fear of failure. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of rejection is based upon fear. You can't create anything from a place of fear. This is when we begin to see your fertility from the inside out. You shift your whole experience in life from fear to love, from fear to creativity, from fear to flow. And that's my wish for you. To begin to see your own sense of self from the inside out, your own fertility from the inside out, your whole life from the inside out. For you to know you're okay, because you are okay. You are worthy. You are complete in this moment. You need nothing in this moment. To be psychologically content and at peace. And it's more we be in that space, aware of that space, than magic can happen. So what's your fertility telling you? What opportunity is there to let go of limiting thoughts and beliefs for you? To truly know you're okay and you're accepted and you're acceptable in this moment. And if you want help seeing your own fertility from the inside out, your own life from the inside out, reach out. I'd love to help you on your journey. Take care.